I'm speaking with Senator Mike Patton, Republican from the 4th Legislative District in the Spokane Valley, and you had a bill that was concurred upon by the Senate that involved autopsies. Can you explain that?
Right. This bill would simply allow the medical examiner or the coroner to discuss some of his findings regarding any fatalities that are caused by law enforcement. And I think it would provide transparency for the citizens and also be beneficial to both the victims and those that are accused. And so we're happy to see it get through. There have been a number of incidents over the years in Spokane, and this now would allow those type of incidents to be discussed more publicly and openly by the medical examiner.
Now, when I said it was concurred upon by the Senate, that's because the House made amendments to the bill. Can you tell me what those were?
Yes, they provided immunity for the medical examiner when discussing this. They also indicated that this would apply to future incidents, not past incidents. Those were the two major changes.
Very good. So now this bill has been concurred upon by the Senate. It's on its way to the governor's desk, and it's going to become law within 90 days. Is that right?
Provided the governor signs it, which we're hopeful he will. It did pass unanimously in both the House and the Senate. So we are hopeful that it'll be signed. It's supported by Sheriff Knesevich and also by the county commissioners in Spokane County.
Speaking of law enforcement, you also had some legislation recently with the governor that involved getting tougher on DUI penalties.
Right. That's a major piece of legislation. We're still working on it. We're very determined to persevere and get something, if indeed the legislature does not finish on time, which looks like that will happen. This could well be one piece of legislation that would survive and be considered during any special session.
Tell me a little bit about the bill itself. What would it do?
Well, one of the things it would do, it would indicate that on repeat offenders, who are a major source of our problem with vehicular homicides, vehicular assaults, that they would be a mandatory arrest, much like is done in domestic violence cases on somebody that's already had a prior DUI or a prior alcohol-related driving offense.
Very good. Senator Mike Patton, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
You bet.